Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swapping LeBron for Kevin Durant would send shockwaves around the NBA, and gosh, it sure is fun to talk about the possibility. According to Bleacher Report, both Los Angeles and Brooklyn would benefit from that move. The King would get his wish in reuniting with Kyrie, while KD gets that fresh start he's looking for. Let's bring in First Things First co-host Chris Broussard. Chris, what do you think? Could you realistically see this happening?
No, because I talked to somebody close to LeBron, and LeBron wouldn't want this to happen. And I think the Lakers respect him enough that they'll do what he wants to do. If he doesn't want to be traded, I don't think they'll trade him. Obviously, he wants to win a championship, but I don't think he's not desperate to the point where he's going to uproot his family in a place where he's happy to go somewhere where he doesn't want to be. He obviously doesn't need to do that at this stage of his career. So for that reason, I don't see it happening. But I do agree with the writer that it would be a good move for both teams. I mean, Brooklyn would be sensational. They would be better than they are even with Kevin Durant, because LeBron's a leader and LeBron could do a much better job keeping Kyrie in line. Ben Simmons is his protege, so I think Ben would be at his best. And you have shooters. You have Seth Curry, Joe Harris, Kyrie, like shooters around LeBron. I think they'd be a contender for the championship. And I think for the Lakers, they would be good going forward. It would extend how good they can be going forward because Durant is so much younger. And I think AD, look, he would obviously not like LeBron to leave him. But if you're getting Kevin Durant in return, I think he'd be cool with that. So it's a great move basketball-wise, I think. But I don't believe LeBron doesn't want it to happen, so I don't see it happening.
Yeah, when I look at it, yeah, it's a great move for the Lakers because you have Kevin Durant under contract for this year and three more years after that. And LeBron is only under contract for this year. For the Nets, that means you're only going to have LeBron under contract for this year and no more after that. And then you have Kevin Durant. You could have Kevin Durant, even though he would be pouty mopey, he still would be under contract for that length of that time. For me, it doesn't make sense because LeBron might want to reunite with Kyrie, but he wants to reunite with Kyrie in L.A., not in Brooklyn. LeBron has been a free agent three times, and he didn't give Brooklyn or the New York area a passing thought. When he left and go to Miami, when he went from Miami back to Cleveland, and when he left Cleveland to come to L.A., Brooklyn didn't even register. And then he goes from a guy in Russell Westbrook who can't shoot to a guy in Ben Simmons who's afraid to shoot. How does that help LeBron? LeBron is in a situation where he came to L.A. for a reason. He says, you know what? My final stop. Is L.A. Now, maybe a year or two from now, when Bronny is eligible and able and his game has grown to be able, maybe all bets are off after that point. But I don't see LeBron wanting to move. And can you imagine the criticism of Kevin Durant in L.A.? You know how Laker Nation is. It does not matter what you've done at Golden State. It does not matter how many MVPs. If you do not do what you've done other places for the Lakers, it didn't matter. It didn't happen. It's almost like a tree falling in the forest and no one hears it. It does not make a sound. Kevin Durant, if he does not do what he's done at other locations for the Lakers, Skip, it doesn't matter. We see, and they still haven't totally wrapped their arms around LeBron, and LeBron has given them a title, Chris. And the scrutiny that comes along with playing in the L.A. media, KD doesn't want that. Oh, KD, he doesn't want to be a leader, Skip. He wants to hoop. That's why Golden State's the best player, place for him, because Draymond and Steph and Klay can be at the forefront, and all he does is get to play basketball. This is a horrible idea.
Horrible idea. Timeout. Did Kevin Durant in 2017 take the challenge of going to save Steph and the Golden State Warriors?
Did he take the challenge?
He did, because he knew what was looming. The collision course, here came LeBron James, 2017 finals, 2018 finals. Was there any pressure on Kevin Durant in those two finals? The world, the NBA world, was waiting for Kevin to fall on his face because he left poor Russ high and dry in OKC. And what did Kevin do? He rose and he shone. Back-to-back finals MVPs. Don't give me he can't take
what,
the
look, can
pressure.
Can I ask you a question? Why hasn't he rose and shone since or before Golden State?
Did you see him against Milwaukee last year?
I saw him against Boston.
Masterpiece.
Why you got to go back
that,
last year?
That team was psychologically wrecked going into that
series. Did you
series.
See him this year?
You know
year?
It, and I know
did
it.
You,
and the culprit was Kyrie Irving.
Did you see him this year against the Celtics?
I did.
A team that Steph Curry lit on fire.
No, yeah, he lit him on fire. Go back and look at the fourth quarters of games 1 and 3 and tell me how fiery Steph Curry
fire.
Was. Stop it. So, to Chris's point, this isn't a good idea. This is a great idea. And, Chris, I tried to convince Shannon to open the show. This was the classic trade that was hiding in plain sight. It was so obvious, it became too obvious because it would work great for both sides. I still say it would not hurt LeBron's legacy or his aura or his Q rating to spend his last couple of years in the Big Apple. Brooklyn isn't obviously the mecca in Madison Square Garden, but it is Brooklyn. It's a borough of New York City, and to have LeBron in that market would not be bad for LeBron's career. The problem with what Chris is saying is that once you've lived out here and once you have two homes in the Hollywood Hills or Beverly Hills and Brentwood. It's hard to walk away
yeah.
from it. But I'm just saying, if the goal is to go win, why would you want to be stuck with Russ in L.A. as opposed to reunite with Kyrie, albeit in New York or Brooklyn?
And what are you going to do with Ben Simmons? Okay. Are you trading him?
Okay. He's a clutch client. He's like a little brother to LeBron James. What does LeBron do? Great. He's a great leader. He's a great mentor. If anybody can turn around Ben's game, it is LeBron James. And Ben has a whole lot of game to turn around. All he did was make 3 All-Star teams and 2 first-team All-Defenses and Rookie of the Year. That's all he did before he got the psychological demons in his head about late
game.
Are
the demons gone?
I doubt
it. Has
him.
He made friends with his demons?
Okay. Can he defend at the highest level?
Yes.
Did they not add Royce O'Neal to shore up the defense? Do they not have like 5 more shooters than the Lakers have?
Moore.
They got shooters. They got snipers everywhere. It's made for LeBron. And he and Kyrie, at least Kyrie, wants to make amends and rectify a situation that Kyrie blew up. They want to play together. They're seeking to reunite, right? Okay,
well,
I get you, L.A., but the team would be better, to Chris's point, in Brooklyn. And again, Chris, I'm on record. I think you're with me on this, but I said from moment one, if I'm Josiah, I just say, I'm sorry, Kevin, you got 4 more years here, and I'm going to hold your feet to that fire. That's what I believe will happen. But this man across from me keeps saying to me, no, Kevin's going to be unhappy there. You got to move him. You got to move him. Well, if you got to move him to the Lakers, because the Lakers.
That wasn't on his list, though.
Okay. But again, it wasn't on his list because I don't think he's thinking of this because nobody's been thinking about this. And in the biggest picture, he would have to reunite with Russ. Well, by all accounts, they've mended fences. But the point would be for Kevin, who's 4 years younger than LeBron, you'd say, you got to muddle through next year. All of a sudden, he's back to playing pure point guard because LeBron was the point guard. And then after next year, you don't think the Lakers could add some big pieces once you get that $47 million off the books?
Yeah, but Chris, let me ask you this. Do you think guys, once they reach the age of KD and LeBron, are they trying to waste a year? Are they trying to muddle through 1 year? When you get to be 34, it's not like you got 14, 15 years left. It's not like you're 24. No, you're 34. These years are valuable.
Right.
You're not trying to waste one like, okay, this is just a throwaway year. Once we get past this one, we'll be just fine. No, I'm not trying to waste a year.
Well, is LeBron going to waste a year next year?
Well, that
no.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not. We're going to get rid of Russ.
You can't get rid of him. He's untradeable. Go ahead, Chris.
And Skip, you brought up the problem. I mean, obviously LeBron doesn't want it to happen, so I don't think it will. But beyond that, is KD playing again with Russ? And I agree with you. I think they've mended fences as friends. But I can't imagine KD wants to play again with Russ. And Shannon, to your point, for Kevin Durant, he just wants to go hoop, right? He doesn't want to be a leader. AD and Kevin Durant, obviously two phenomenal players, but no leader there at all. And KD, like all the other all-time greats that have played with the Lakers, and it's basically half of the top 12 players of all time, the only one that didn't win a championship was Elgin Baylor. And so if KD can't deliver a championship to the Lakers, it will hurt his legacy. And if LeBron went to Brooklyn with Kyrie and Simmons and delivered a title, I mean, his legacy is already set. But obviously, that would be a huge boost to it. Shannon, I'm surprised. I get you. I'm with you, like LeBron not wanting to go there. But I'm surprised you don't think it would work basketball-wise. Because Simmons, I mean, LeBron, and Simmons can be at the dunker spot. And then you have shooters around him. Like, I think it basketball-wise, it would be a great fit for LeBron.
Well, can you imagine him driving and kicking to the corner three and it's Ben Simmons?
That won't happen.
Well, it won't be Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
It'll be Seth Curry, Joe Harris, Kyrie.
We saw Joe Harris, how Joe Harris did against Milwaukee. Did you remember him against Milwaukee that series, Chris? You remember them bricks he was throwing up?
Well,
do you remember?
LeBron will give him confidence.
Hold on. So why did he have that confidence in Cleveland with LeBron the first time? You remember Joe Harris actually played with LeBron?
He was young.
Oh, see, boy, you turned it.
He wasn't much back then.
Hey.
Shannon, I'm trying to give you.
It will work. I mean, I don't think it's happening, but it will work.
I'm trying to give you an escape hatch.
I'm
trying to give you a parachute to Brooklyn for LeBron James. Without this, I promise you, he's going to be stuck with Russ in L.A. He's untradeable. It is not happening. Jeannie is going to stand by her guns and just say, sorry, you wanted him, you got him for next year at $47 million. I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to send him home.
No, we're not
going to
send him
home. Play with
trade him. We're going to trade him. We get up off
him. Trade him for what? Nobody wants
him. We're going to get up off him. Stop.
No, nobody wants him.
I'm putting positive vibes out there.
Nobody. Everybody
speaking
knows
into existence.
They watched him last year. They know what a horror show it was. Sorry.
Whatever.
No, you know it and I know it. So you want to be stuck.
LeBron going to win another title with the Lakers.
Is he really?
Yeah.
How many cases you want to bet on that right now? I'll bet you 30 cases right now that doesn't happen.
Hey, give me another month. We're working something behind the scenes to get Russ.
Not getting anything. Nope.
Watch out. If we don't get Kyrie, watch how we get Buddy Hill and Miles Turner. Watch how we do this, Chris.
Yeah.
Watch this, Chris.
Sure, we'll give them to you.
Look, it's not terrible. It's not terrible.
They gave Michael Brogdon to the Celtics.
They're not going to take Russell Westbrook.
Get Pat Bev up in there, too.
Yeah.
I love that you were willing to open up the Dew Vault and put your money where your mouth is. This topic is such great debate fodder. Chris, we love having you. Thanks for the time.
No mercy.